The top Republican and Democrat in the Senate have been working on this compromise since December. It has changes to Illinois law meant to help businesses, higher income taxes meant to begin balancing the state budget, and a property tax freeze. Senate Republicans have been reluctant to seal the deal, wanting to make sure they were getting enough of their priorities in exchange for their votes on a tax hike. But earlier this month on WGN Radio, caucus leader Christine Redonio said time is running out.
If we don't get this moving by the 28th, we may as well just go home.
One of the problems is the proposed tax increase. It's supposed to be retroactive to January, so the more Illinois has to make up for lost time, the bigger the bite will be from this year's remaining paychecks. I'm Brian Mackey.